your permission, like Paul. The moon is a sickle cell. It'll kill you in time. Cold white brother will ride in your blood like spun glass in sore eyes.
What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in the rain. Singing in the rain.
Singing in the rain.
Welcome
to Ethernet.
Welcome to Ethernet. And welcome to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Sorry about that.
That was Singing in the Rain by Gene Kelly.
And why are we playing that?
Because we love Singing in the Rain.
Yeah, we were just talking about it.
Yeah, because this is our last show before winter break, and Singing in the Rain is kind of a cheerful song reminiscent of the joy you might get from the holiday season.
I mean, I don't think of it as a holiday song, but it does make me happy.
No, I don't think of it as a holiday song, but it's a happy song.
And we were just watching Sound of Music.
We were. We got halfway through.
I gotta say, not a huge fan. If I was a kid and I saw it as a kid, I would have loved it. But now, it's hard to see all those Aryan-looking people in a musical that somehow has Nazis in them.
Well, Diego hasn't gotten to the Nazis yet because we only got halfway through.
But I saw one of those, you know, their salute.
But you need to finish the movie.
I mean, I will.
Yeah, you will.
I mean, Julia, what's her name? Julia Andrews. She looks beautiful and she sings amazing.
Yeah.
And Christopher Plummer, I didn't know that he was ever young. In my head, he's always old.
He was like older than I remembered him being.
He has a lot of makeup. I think you can tell. It's a lot of makeup on his face.
Like, I don't remember him being gray when I watched it for the first time.
Is he gray, actually?
Yeah, he's a little silvery.
I did not realize. Because I only think of him as like a white. Just like white hair.
Just white.
Yeah.
Oh. White as in old man white.
Yeah, white as in white beard, white hair, white.
Right.
Yeah.
But he's pretty great. You haven't even gotten to the best of him yet. He just sang Edelweiss.
He's
which
not
I
like,
wanted to play.
But on that's too much. That's
Diego
too musical.
Vetoed it.
That's too much. I mean, but he did become a good person once we stopped watching.
I mean, yeah.
Is he gonna be like the hero of the story?
Well, like, I just want you to watch it.
Okay.
Because it's good and it's lovely. Can you agree that it's lovely?
It is pretty lovely. It gets you jolly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it doesn't surprise me in any way. I wasn't like blown away like when I watched Singing in the Rain
the first time. I mean, yeah, I understand that.
But they're different movies.
They're different. And also, like, the fact that you didn't know My Favorite Things was from Sound of Music, like, proves you just need to watch it.
Which one's that one?
Raindrops on Roses and Whiskers on
Yeah, but Peter's. I didn't know that was like that song had lyrics. I thought it was just like a classical song.
Well, now you do, and you're better off for it.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get into the music then, huh?
The real music, yeah.
We have some Joni Mitchell for you, because this also, if you can hear it, has some Christmas mentioning.
Reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I had a river so long, I would teach my feet to fly . I made my baby cry to help me, you know. He put me at ease, and he loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
Such a joke, what he asked me to do. He must think I'm a fool. Janine, don't go with those guys. What's in it for you? In another day, your dream it will appear. Such a joke.
the huntsman or a player that made you pay the cost, that now assumes relaxed positions and prostitutes your loss? Were you tortured by your own thirst in those pleasures that you seek, that made you Tom the curious, that makes you James the weak? And you claim you got something going, something you call unique, but I've seen your self-pity showing as the tears roll down your cheeks. Soon you know I'll leave ya, and I'll never look behind, 'cause I was born for the purpose that crucifies your mind. So convince your mirror, as you've always done before, giving substance to shadows, giving substance evermore. And you assume you got something to offer, secret shiny in you, but how much of you is repetition that you didn't whisper to him too?
Hey.
What song was that?
That was Crucify Your Mind by Rodriguez. And before that, it was some Arthur Russell, Janine.
Amazing.
Yeah, Diego really likes Arthur Russell.
My favorite artist.
Yeah, according to Spotify Rap too, right?
Yeah, according to my mind and my soul.
I have to be honest, I'm not huge on Arthur Russell.
I don't understand why you say that, because every single song that I've played, you seem to enjoy.
I mean, yeah, I'm not like, ow, this is terrible. But it just doesn't get me the way it gets you, I guess. Like, it really speaks to your heart, I can tell.
It does. It really does.
But, like, my heart won't hear it.
All I've done for the past month has been listen to, like, Arthur Russell radio on Spotify. That's all.
That's all?
Yeah, like, today. Today, that was all I listened to.
Wow.
And it has a lot of broadcasts in it for some reason.
I like broadcast a lot. Maybe we should play some broadcast.
To me, they're like kind of like Stereolab, too much like Stereolab. They're completely different. They're completely different. But in my head, I see them as the same group.
I don't know Stereolab enough to confirm or deny.
Maybe it's just like that they're like two female singers, and my mind just like goes to that.
Wow.
Pretty telling. Pretty telling.
Yeah, yikes.
Yeah.
What does that say about your politics?
I don't know.
Well, now we have some Leonard Cohen.
Nice.
Who maybe used to be my neighbor.
What do you mean maybe?
Well, my mom always talks about how Leonard Cohen...
So he was your neighbor.
...was our neighbor, but, like,
why would she be lying?
I mean, she wouldn't, but I think...
So he was your neighbor.
Yeah, but I just don't... I don't know where he lived.
Somewhere around where you live.
Yeah, it was, like, down the block. I know his daughter lived.
Didn't you show me...
His daughter was definitely our neighbor.
Didn't you show me where he lived or something?
Well, but then I later found out that the house that I thought he lived in was totally not the house he would have lived in.
Oh.
It was right around when he died, too.
When did he die?
He died a couple years ago.
2016?
I think it was, like, before COVID.
Yeah, 2016. It feels like he died 2017, 2016. I don't know why.
We'll fact check that and get back to you.
Yeah.
All right, so Here's a beautiful Leonard Cohen song.
Dance me to the wedding now, dance me on and on. Dance me very tenderly and dance me very long. We're both of us beneath our love, we're both of us above. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the children who are asking to be born. Dance me through the curtains that our kisses have outworn. Raise a tent of shelter now, though every thread is torn. Dance me to the end of love.
deep into the funnel of love. It's such a crazy, crazy feeling. I get weak in the knees. My poor old head is a-reeling as I go deep into the funnel of love. Bound to get you someday. It's such a crazy, crazy feeling. I get weak in the knees. My poor old head is a reeling as I go deep into the funnel of love. I tried and I tried to run and hide. I even tried to run away. You just can't run from the funnel of love. It's bound to get you someday.
Deep into the funnel of love.
What was the first song?
Dance Me to the End of Love.
Pretty Balkan sound.
Apparently so.
Like, it sounds really like from Greece, from, you know, Serbia, those places.
I don't have a Serbian roommate, so I don't know.
I mean, yeah, but it makes you want to dance and, like, holding, like, you know, holding other people and, like, you know, throwing your feet up.
I mean, it is a waltz.
Yeah. That's what I was looking for. Yeah.
But I realized that that was not the version that I...
It's still a good
song.
...is
my favorite. That's not my... It's not the best one.
It's still a pretty good song.
It is.
Yeah.
And apparently he did live down the street.
Yeah, confirmed. And
confirmed
we
by my mom.
Confirmed Leonard Cohen died November 7th, 2016.
November 7th, wow.
Yeah. In California.
So that was a really sad day.
I imagine.
Isn't
yeah,
that election
family?
Day? No, that's November 3rd, 4th.
I don't know. I thought it was like...
I don't know. It was just hit after hit, huh?
Yeah.
I said that was a sad year because I think 2016 was also the year David Bowie and Alan Rickman died.
Yeah.
I cried for Alan Rickman.
Who else did he play apart from Snape?
He was in Die Hard.
Oh, yeah.
He was awesome in Die Hard. He was also in Pride and Prejudice, right?
No, that's
was
the
it
guy
Pride
from
and
Succession.
Prejudice?
That's the guy from Succession.
Okay, it wasn't. It was another...
Version?
No, it was another... what's her name?
Like Jane Austen?
Yeah, I think it was Jane Austen.
I know so many, like, I can't remember the names right now.
I think it was with Emma Thompson, too, that movie.
Oh, I know.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know,
about?
I have the image in my head, but I don't know the
I
name.
Think. My dad, I watched it with my dad.
Ooh.
What else was he in? Alan Rickman,
he's
just cool.
He's in this movie called, I think, Naked by Mike Lee. He plays, like, a really, like, a degenerate, like, British man.
Like he's awesome.
But he's not as awesome as you think he is in this movie. Like, he's, like, dirty. Just like,
yeah, but, like, it's so awesome, I mean, that he played Ronan, that, and he played a criminal mastermind, and he played
Snape.
Am
I talking about the same guy? Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope I am. I hope I'm right about
Wait,
this.
Wait, no, I know who you're talking about.
Who am I talking about?
Are you talking about the guy who played Lupin?
Yes.
Yeah, you are. Yes.
What's his name?
I forget his name.
I don't know.
But
I don't know Alan
wrong
Rickman.
Harry Potter, wrong awesome.
But they look alike. They're pretty similar. Yeah, they look alike.
I mean, I know what you're saying, but like, Alan Rickman is in his own, like, he's Alan Rickman.
If you say so. Yeah.
You know, my dad dressed up as Snape for my birthday one year.
The birthday that you had the whole decorations and everything?
Yeah.
That's nice.
It was very cool.
That's nice.
And
before we go to the movie, to the next music, I just wanted to give a shout out to my friends in Cuba that are watching. I'm going to switch to Spanish really quick. Espero que estén escuchando bien y que la música sea buena. Nos quedan media hora, así que quédense en su hotel. So, yeah, that was it.
Sí.
Show them your knowledge of Spanish.
Hola.
Say the colors. The colors. Mm.
Rojo, mm-hmm. Naranja, amarillo, verde,
mm-hmm.
azul.
Mm-hmm.
I know it starts with an M.
Yeah, but like that's not the most important letter. It's the
say it.
Marrón. Marrón.
Oh.
Yeah, maroon. Brown.
No, purple. You're missing purple.
Oh. Púrpura.
Oh, okay.
Púrpura or...
Púrpura.
I think there's a different way to say it. I probably told you that one.
Marrón. Rosa?
Morado. I told you morado.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. So what's the difference between púrpura?
Púrpura y morado, like, they're the same thing.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's probably, like, a difference, but I don't... Yeah. It's not big enough to... Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm doing the PSA?
Yeah, you're doing the PSA.
So we have a little PSA before we get back to the good stuff. And it's about hand washing. You know, everyone in my suite should wash their hands because I think Ronan, our other Ethernet co-host, is not here today because she came down with something in the last 24 hours where she didn't sleep.
Yeah, 24-hour challenge.
Yeah. And Steele is just getting over something else. Our other Ethernet
co-host. I thought she was
working
on some, like, final project.
Well, yeah, now she's better. Anyway. Okay. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with a tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. A public health message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Nice.
Good.
Wash your hands, people.
Yes. I always forget that, like, that works.
Yeah. A crazy cultural shock for me coming to the U.S. was seeing people put soap on their hands before water.
Oh, my God.
That's just, like, so dumb.
It's so wrong.
Like, I was, like, when
it
I...
It feels awful, too.
Yeah, it feels weird.
Like, it's just sticky in your hands.
Like, when I
and
got...
And it's not doing anything.
In middle school, like, one of my first days, I was just, like... It made me think so much about how I wash my hands. Because I thought I was doing it wrong.
No, you do
but
it.
But then I realized, no, they're the ones that are doing it wrong. I'm washing my hands correctly.
Yeah, if you're listening and you're out there and you dry soap your hands, think again.
Yeah. Take a long time thinking about that.
Okay, well, we have some more music. We do. And I guess this one is changing the vibe a little bit. I actually don't know all the songs that we're about to listen to, but...
Different vibe.
Yeah, but we have a... I threw in a transition song.
It's not going to be as forced, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So... Enjoy.
Actions.
more of the same of the old, but now. Now we're about to get into the new. Thanks to Diego.
Thinking of you, I feel so alone.
you just listened to Thursday by Asobi Seksu. And before that, you listened to I Know by Sally Shapiro. And while Thursday was playing, me and India, we're thinking about how Thursday could be used in a movie. And in my opinion, it feels like it's like the best song for like the climax, or as you said, resolution of a high school movie. I'd say like the guy gets the girl and like that song plays over like in during prom.
Yeah.
Fits or really like well.
Prom or like the walk, like the...
Or when they kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Like the climax of the song.
I can picture the scene so clearly.
Troy Bolton with, what's her name in the movie? Vanessa Hudgens, what's her name?
I forget. Mia? No. Is it Mia?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I only know Troy Bolton. Bolton.
Troy.
Yeah. That was a really... Especially I Know, that was a really different vibe.
Yeah, but it wasn't even, like, you said it was more electronic-y, and it was, but it was still, like...
Still pretty low-key.
Like, low-key, yeah.
It's, like, pretty electronic, like, it's overstimulating, but it like, is still pretty, you know, soothing.
But, like, not too much, yeah.
Yeah, it keeps, like, a soothing vibe to it all.
And then before that was Dreaming.
But Dreaming is completely...
By polystyrene. But that one was, like, different, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, but, like, Dreaming and Thursday sandwiching I Know made it work, you know?
I mean, but Dreaming is not that similar to Thursday to me.
But there's like a ding, ding. There's like the xylophone-y noise.
They're just two sounds that are the same.
Okay. Also, yeah. We did get confirmation the movie with Alan Rickman is Sense and Sensibility.
Yeah. And I realized that I'm dumb for confusing Alan Rickman and the other guy.
It's okay. Lupin. What is his name?
Probably some British stuff. Like Lupin. I don't know. I'm,
like Lupin.
I was going to try to say something, but I don't know any British names.
Yeah.
Well, I technically do. We all do know British names. Whatever. The next song that we're going to play is called October by Laura Watling. Watling?
Laura Watling? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going back to the more folky acoustic vibe. So here it is.
I'll tell elbow, you make my bones twirl. Take the ski and take me to the end. Lugubrious trees and trench coats out of tents. You remind me of a girl I used to know back when. Her eyes were made of cotton candy, she had no friends. But I would always talk to her and they won't end. I haven't seen her for a while. You remind me of a girl I used to know back when. Her eyes were made of cotton candy, had no friends. But I would always talk to her.
That Diego,
technically that was Young Lean, but he released that song under his other name.
Jonathan Leandor 96,
him, yeah,
no caps.
And yeah, his voice is not that good,
if you couldn't tell,
but that's something that I like. Yeah. Feels like it's just some guy, like, you know, singing.
Mm.
He's not a singer. He's just feeling it.
Yeah.
From his heart.
Right.
Just saying. I think that's a beautiful song. Just saying.
It's a sweet song.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Also, to everyone wondering.
A
lot of people. It's Daniel Thewlis.
Lupin. That's Lupus.
Who plays Lupin.
Yeah. Who's a better actor than Alan Rickman? Rickman?
What?
Or? Yeah, of course.
Don't go there.
Who has Alan Rickman played? Like, big...
What?
Like, apart from...
Alan Rickman
apart from
is
Snape.
Arguably way more famous than Daniel Thewlis.
Well, I didn't say he was more famous or not. I said it wrong. I like David Thewlis, or however you say his name, more.
Okay, that's fine.
I retract my statement.
You can have your opinion.
Thank you.
Also, by the way, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio. Just throwing that in there. Yeah. Love Daniel Thewlis and Alan Rickman. And both of them were some of my favorite characters.
I love Daniel Thewlis a little bit more.
Okay.
That's
fine.
A bit more. Like,
I do want to see that movie. More. Naked?
Yeah, I try to watch like the whole thing. I could only watch 30 minutes.
Why?
It's so like
gross,
just the way he talks. Like, I don't know what accent he has. It's like a mix of like Liverpool, like Scouser, and just like ugly accent. Just like I can't figure out what he's saying. Like, it's all S's and the R's.
Sure.
It's like really
sure,
like sure. From like, you know, like really growly,
right?
You know,